Prague's Troyer Zoo is rated as one of the best zoological gardens in Europe, with huge open spaces for animals and great trails for visitors. The zoo celebrated its 80th birthday last weekend, opening its doors to tens of thousands of visitors and launching a campaign that filled the streets of the Czech capital with exotic animals. Kama, Bora, Kawi, Bikira, an orangutan, Malaysian tiger, gorilla or sea lion, but even lesser known bird species and insects that most people shy away from. Some are on billboards as the zoo's best known celebrities, others are up for adoption. For some years now, the zoo has followed a policy of bringing the public and the zoo's inhabitants closer. The animals have names and life stories with the intention of making them household names. And wherever possible, artificial barriers have been replaced by natural ones, bringing Troyer Zoo as close to a safari as possible. A green oasis resounding with the sounds of nature, Prague Zoo attracts thousands of visitors daily. So how many animals actually live behind the walls of Prague Zoo? The zoo spokeswoman Jana Ptačinská Jiradová says she can never be quite certain.
It's quite difficult to say how many animals we have right now, because every day the number is different, but approximately we have 4,500 animals in 670 species. We have a very famous adoption program where people can adopt one of the animal. So if you would like to have some kind of adopted children, you can pay for a year and you can choose the animal which you would like to have. For that money you pay, you will give free tickets to a zoo, and you also give the postcard of your favorite animal.
How successful is the adoption program?
Unbelievably successful, because last year we have more than 3,000 of adopted parents, and we gained by this way more than 3 million of crowns.
What animals do people most want to adopt?
Of course, the most famous are the animals which are very cute, which are very pretty. So usually suricats are very famous. In other way, there are also penguins, there are also giraffes, of course, there are also animals like turtles.
Do people get their names somewhere when they adopt an animal or something like that?
Yeah, when you make a tour around the zoo, you can look on the exhibits of your favorite animal, and next to the exhibit we have their special table, and on the table there is written who is the adopted parent of this animal.
I noticed there are animal billboards all over Prague at this time. What is that all about?
Our marketing strategy is to present not only zoo as institution, not only zoo as a place full of species of animals, but also a place full of individuals. So we have made a marketing campaign based on individual celebrities of our zoo. So it means you can meet in the street, for example, Kama, orangutan, or Melon, our seaman, and so on.
When you say you have celebrities, who are your celebrities, and why have they been selected for that status?
We have chosen as individualities from different kind of animal species, and we have choose individualities which have interesting life story. So for example, one of our celebrity is turtle Eberhard. His own name is Eberhard von Leipzig Hauptbahnhof, which is kind quite a long name, but this name reflect his history. This turtle was taken from Leipzig in Germany, and from that place we know the train station, and the train station is very huge, it's a big building, and when you look at Eberhard, you see that he is quite a big turtle of 250 kilograms, so big turtle which is so monument as the train station.
And any other interesting stories attached to animals that you have here?
For example, right now we present the gorilla female Bikira. Bikira is one of the female which came to Zoo Prague as the last person from the gorilla family. She came to Prague in December last year, and her story is very, very interesting as well, because she grew up in Stuttgart, and there she was with a gorilla male, and she didn't want to make a pair, and she went to Prague to let know another male, Richard, which is our male, and he is very successful in breeding. He has three children here in Prague Zoo, so we wanted to give Bikira second chance to have her own babies. So it's the reason why she came in Prague, and right now we present her in a street of Prague as a celebrity of Prague Zoo.
Do you have any particularly successful breeding programs?
Of course, Prague Zoo has a lot of breeding programs which are very successful. Last year, what was the biggest event was Komodo dragons hatching. We have a Komodo dragon female which gave us 20 eggs. And from the 20 eggs, we have 20 little Komodo dragons. So it was very successful. And more than that, this female has hatched for four times, and nowhere in the world has happened that one female have four hatching.
Oh, it seems like you're an incredibly successful zoo. What are your plans ahead? Is there anything, that any goal that you have, or any animal breed that you don't have and would like to get?
Of course, all the time we work on getting animals which are interesting, and also which could be presented as a species which is endangered in a wild. So, for example, at the beginning of this year, we have new leguans from iguanas from Mauritius, and these kind of iguanas are very endangered, and in species there are just 80 or 100 individuals of them. And right now we try in Prague Zoo to make a new pair, to make a new generation of this iguana, which could be then maybe in the future given back to the wild. This is also our aim, to present animals which are endangered and wild, and try to have our in-situ programs which will help to reintroduct these animals back to the wild.
There are some critics who say that these animals are not happy in zoos. What would you say to that?
I think what is the most important is to make an environment for these kind of animals to make a very good environment for them, so they don't feel that they are kept somewhere. I think Prague Zoo make this. If you go around, you see that the exhibition, the areas where the animals live, are open. You can go through them. The animals don't feel that they are bothered somehow. What is also important to say, that most of these animals are born in captivity, so they have never felt what does it mean to be free. So it's hard to say if they don't feel good, because they don't know different life. So of course, what is important, to make perfect condition for them, to make perfect environment where can they move in, and to take care of them in the way which is natural for them.
How many visitors does Prague Zoo have a day?
It depends on the season, but usually during the main season we have approximately 10 or 11 or 12,000 of visitors. Right now it's March. At that time, when you look, it's 9 o'clock and we have more than 1,000 visitors. So it's unbelievable how many visitors visit our zoo per day. Our maximum is 20,000 per day. It was in 2008. And when we count it together, per year, we have 1,300,000 of visitors.